This program was produced at and first aired on MPR, Manawatu People's Radio, with support from New Zealand On Air. Ka pai, irirangi te motu, MPR.
Hare Krishna to all the listeners. I'm very happy to present my long talk number 203 from Srimad Bhagavatam, third canto, part 1, by His Divine Grace, Abhay Charan Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. The chapter number is 3, the title is The Lord's Pastimes Out of Vrindavan. On page 103 onwards. And before I begin, I would like to chant the invocation prayer from Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam. Jaya Radha Madhava Gunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Gunja Bihari, Gopijan Vallabha Girvardhari, Gopijan Vallabha Girvardhari, Yashoda Nandani Vraj Janaranjani, Yashoda Nandani Vraj Janaranjani, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Yamuna Tira Vanachari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari, Jaya Radha Madhava Kunja Bihari. Hare Krishna. Om Agyanti Mirandasya Gyananjana Shalakya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurve Nama. Shri Chaitanya Mano Abhishtam Isthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kada Mayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vande Aham Shri Guru Shri Yuta Pada Kamalam, Shri Guruna Vaishnavansha, Shri Rupam Sagrajatam, Sagana Raghunathanvitam, Tam Sajivam, Saduvaitam, Savadutam, Parijana Sahitam, Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padan Sagana Lalita Shri Vishakhan Vitam Sucha. He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Din Bandho Jagatpati Gopeshi Gopika Kantu Radha Kant Namo Astute ತಪ್ತ ಕಾಂಚನ ಗೌರಾಂಗಿ ರಾಧೇ ವೃಂದ ವನೇಶ್ವರಿ ವೃಷೇ ಭಾನು ಸುತೆ ದೇವಿ ಪ್ರಣಮಾಮಿ ಹರಿ ಪ್ರಿಯ ವಾಂಚಕಲ್ಪಾತೃಭ್ಯಶ್ಚ ಕೃಪಾ ಸಿಂಧುಭ್ಯ ಏವಚ ಪತಿತಾನಾಂ ಪಾವನೇಭ್ಯೋ ವೈಷ್ಣವೇಭ್ಯೋ ನಮೋ ನಮಃ. ಜಯ ಶ್ರೀ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ಚೈತನ್ಯ ಪ್ರಭು ನಿತ್ಯಾನಂದ ಶ್ರೀ ಅದ್ವೈತ ಗದಾಧಾರ್ ಶ್ರೀವಾಸಾದಿ ಗೌರಿ ಭಕ್ತವೃಂದ ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ 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 ಹರೇ 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 ರಾಮ 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 ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ ಓಂ ನಮೋ ಭಗವತೆ ವಾಸುದೇವಾಯ. ಹರೇ ಕೃಷ್ಣ. ಸೊ ನೌ ಚಾಪ್ಟರ್ 3 ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ಸ್ ಪಾಸ್ಟ್ ಟೈಮ್ಸ್ ಔಟ್ ಆಫ್ ವೃಂದಾವನ್. ಟೆಕ್ಸ್ಟ್ 1. ಉದ್ಧವ ಉವಾಚ ತಥಾ ಸ ಆಗತ್ಯ ಪುರಂ ಸ್ವಪಿತ್ರೋಶ್ ಚಿಕೀರ್ಷ್ಯ ಶಂ ಬಲದೇವ ಸಂಯುತ ನಿಪಾತ್ಯ ತುಂಗಾದ್ರಿ ಪುಯೂತ್ನಾಥಂ ಹತಂ ವ್ಯಕರ್ಷದ ವ್ಯಸು ಮೋಜ ಸೋವ್ಯರ್ ಯಾಮ. ಉದ್ಧವ ಉವಾಚ. ಶ್ರೀ ಉದ್ಧವ್ ಸೇಡ್ ತಥಾ ದೇರ್ ಫೋರ್ ಸಹ ದ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಆಗತ್ಯ ಕಮಿಂಗ್ ಪುರಂ ಟು ದ ಸಿಟಿ ಆಫ್ ಮಥುರಾ ಸ್ವ ಪಿತ್ರೋ ಓನ್ ಪೇರೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ಚಿಕಿತ್ಸೆಯ ವಿಶಿಂಗ್ ವೆಲ್ ಸೇಮ್ ವೆಲ್ ಬೀಯಿಂಗ್ ಬಲದೇವ ಸಂಯುತ ವಿತ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಬಲದೇವ ನಿಪಾತ್ಯ ಡ್ರ್ಯಾಗಿಂಗ್ ಡೌನ್ ತುಂಗಾತ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ದಿ ಥ್ರೋನ್ ರಿಪು ಯುಥ ನಾಥಂ ಲೀಡರ್ ಆಫ್ ದಿ ಪಬ್ಲಿಕ್ ಎನಿಮೀಸ್ ಹತಂ ಕಿಲ್ಡ್ ವ್ಯಕರ್ಷತ್ ಪುಲ್ಡ್ ವ್ಯಸಂ ಡೆಡ್ ಓಜಸ್ಸ ಬೈ ಸ್ಟ್ರೆಂಗ್ತ್ ಉರ್ವಿಯಾಂ ಆನ್ ದ ಗ್ರೌಂಡ್. ಟ್ರಾನ್ಸ್ಲೇಷನ್. ಶ್ರೀ ಉದ್ಧವ ಸೇಡ್ ದೇರ್ ಆಫ್ಟರ್ ಲಾರ್ಡ್ ಕೃಷ್ಣ ವೆಂಟ್ ಟು ಮಥುರಾ ಸಿಟಿ ವಿತ್ ಶ್ರೀ ಬಲದೇವ ಅಂಡ್ ಟು ಪ್ಲೀಸ್ ದೇರ್ ಪೇರೆಂಟ್ಸ್ ದೇ ಡ್ರ್ಯಾಗ್ಡ್ ಕಂಸ ದ ಲೀಡರ್ ಆಫ್ ಪಬ್ಲಿಕ್ ಎನಿಮೀಸ್ ಡೌನ್ ಫ್ರಮ್ ಹಿಸ್ ಥ್ರೋನ್ ಅಂಡ್ ಕಿಲ್ಡ್ ಹಿಮ್ pulling him along the ground with great strength. Perplexed by his divine grace, Abhay Charan Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, King Kamsa's death is only briefly described here because such pastimes are vividly and elaborately described in the 10th canto. The Lord proved to be a worthy son of his parents even at the age of 16 years. Both brothers, Lord Krishna And Lord Baldev went to Mathura from Vrindavan and killed their maternal uncle, who had given so much trouble to their parents, Vasudeva and Devaki. Kamsa was a great giant, and Vasudev and Devaki never thought that Krishna and Balram, also called Baldeva, would be able to kill such a great and strong enemy. When the two brothers attacked Kamsa on the throne, their parents feared that now Kamsa would finally get the opportunity to kill their sons, whom they had hidden for so long in the house of Nand Maharaj. The parents of the Lord, due to parental affection, felt extreme danger and they almost fainted. Just to convince them that they had actually killed Kamsa, Krishna and Baldev pulled Kamsa's dead body along the ground to encourage them. Text 2. Sandipane Sakrati Proktam Brahma Dhitiye Savistaram Tasmai Pradhadvaram Putram Martam Panch Jano Darat. Word by word translation. Sandipane of Sandipani Muni. Sakrat, once only. Proktam, instructed. Brahma, all the Vedas with their different branches of knowledge. Aditya, after studying. Savastaram, in all details. Tasmai, unto him. Pradat, rewarded. Varam, a benediction. Putram, his son. Mritam, who was already dead. Panchajana, the reason of the departed souls. Udarat, from within. Translation. The Lord learned all the Vedas and with their different branches simply by hearing them once from his teacher Sandipani Muni, whom he rewarded by bringing back his dead son from the region of Yamaloka. Purport by his divine grace, Abhay Charan, Bhakti Vedant Swami Srila Prabhupada. King Kamsa's death is only... No one but the Supreme Lord can become well-versed in all the branches of Vedic wisdom simply by hearing once from his teacher. Nor can anyone bring a dead body back to life after the soul has already gone to the region of Yamaraj. But Lord Krishna ventured to the planet of Yamaloka and found the dead body, son of his teacher, and brought him back to his father as a reward for the instructions received. The Lord is constitutionally well versed in all the Vedas, and yet to teach by example that everyone must go to learn the Vedas from an authorized teacher and must satisfy the teacher by service and reward, he himself adopted this system. The Lord offered his services to his teacher, Sandipani Muni, and the Muni, knowing the power of the Lord, asked something which was impossible to be done by anyone else. The teacher asked that his beloved son, who had died, be brought back to him. And the Lord fulfilled the request. The Lord is not, therefore, an ingrate to anyone who renders him some sort of service. The devotees of the Lord, who always engage in his loving service, are never to be disappointed in the progressive march of devotional service. Next is text 3. Samahuta Bhishma Kakanyaya Shriya Savarnina Vrabhush Yaisham Gandharva Vrtya Mishatam Swabhagam Javve Padam Murgini Dadat Suparna. Word by word translation. Samahuta invited Bhishmaka, of King Bhishmaka, Kanyaya, by the daughter, ye all those, Shriya, fortune, Sa Vargina, by a similar sequence, Bu Bhushaya, expecting to be so, Isham, of them, Gandharva, in marrying, Vritya, by such a custom, Mishatam, carrying, so, Swabhagam, own share, Jahare, took away, Padam, feet, Murdani, on the head, the dhat placed, Suparna Garuda, translation, attracted by the beauty and fortune of Rukmani, the daughter of King Bhishmaka, many great princes and kings assembled to marry her. But Lord Krishna, stepping over the other hopeful candidates, carried her away as his own share, as Garuda carried away nectar. Perplexed by his divine grace, Abhacharan Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, Princess Rukmani, the daughter of King Bhishmaka, was actually as attractive as fortune itself, because she was as valuable as gold, both in color and in value. Since the goddess of fortune, Rukmini, Lakshmi, is the property of the Supreme Lord, Rukmini was actually meant for Lord Krishna. But Shishupala was selected as her bridegroom for Rukmini's elder brother. Although King Bhishmika wanted a daughter to be married to Krishna, Rukmini invited Krishna to take her away from the clutches of Shishupala. So when the bridegroom Shishupala came there with his party with the desire to marry Rukmini, Krishna all of a sudden swept her from the scene, stepping over the heads of all the princes there, just as Garuda carried away nectar from the hands of the demons. This incident will be clearly explained in the 10th canto. Next is text 4. Kakur ranino avidvanso damitva swayamvari nagna jiti muva tad bhagne mana napi gade tu agya agyan gane akshata shastrabhrata swe shastrai. World by world translation. Kakun bina, bulls whose noses were not pierced. Avidha nasa, pierced by the nose. Damitva, subduing. Swayam vare, in the open competition to select the bridegroom. Nagini jitim, princess Nagini jiti. Swaha, sorry, uaha married tat bhagna manan. In that way, all who were disappointed, api, even though gradyata wanted, again the fools, nag, ne, killed and wounded, akshata, without being wounded, shastra, brata, equipped with the all weapons, swa shastraya, by his own weapons. Translation: by subduing 7 bulls whose noses were not pierced, the Lord achieved the hand of princes Nagna Jiti in the open competition to select her bridegroom. Although the Lord was victorious, his competitors asked the hand of the princes, and thus there was a fight. Well equipped with weapons, the Lord killed or wounded all of them, but he was not hurt himself.
If you're enjoying this podcast in Manawatu, you could make your very own, just like this one. NPR exists to help people like you tell your story or share your passion on air and online. Check out npr.nz for more information.
The next is text 5. There is no purpose. Priyam Prabhur Gramya Iv Priyaya Vidit Surachar Chad Dutarum Yadarthi Vajra Yadravattam Sagano Rushandha Kira Mrago Nunamayam Vadunam. Word by word translation. Priyam of the dear wife. Pradhu, the Lord. Gramya, ordinary living being. Eva, in the manner of. Priyaya, just to please. Vidishu, wishing. Archata, brought about. Dyutarum, the Parijata flower tree. Yat, for which. Arthe, in the matter of. Vajri Indra, the king of heaven. Adravat tam, went forward to fight with him. Sagana, with full strength. Rusha, in anger. Andha, blind. Krida, mriga, hen-pegged. Nunam, of course, I am this. Vidunam of the wives. Translation. Just to please his dear wife, the Lord brought back the Parijata tree from heaven, just as an ordinary husband would do. But Indra, the king of heaven, induced by his wives, hen-pecked as he was, ran after the Lord with full force to fight him. But by his divine grace, Abhay Charana Bhakti Vedant Swami Srila Prabhupada, the Lord once went to the heavenly planet to present an earring to Aditi, the mother of the demigods, and his wife Satyabhama also went with him. There is a special flowering tree called the Parijata, which grows only in the heavenly planets. And Satyabhama wanted this tree just to please his wife like an ordinary husband. The Lord brought back the tree and raised Vajri, or the controller of the thunderbolt. Indra's wives inspired him to run after the Lord to fight. And Indra, because he was a hen-pegged husband and also a fool, listened to them and dared to fight with Krishna. He was a fool on the occasion, because he forgot that everything belongs to the Lord. there was no fault on the part of the Lord, even though he took away the tree from the heavenly kingdom. But because Indra was henpecked, dominated by his beautiful wives like Sachi, he became a fool, just as all persons who are dominated by their wives are generally foolish. Indra thought that Krishna was a henpecked husband who only by the will of his wife Satyabhama took away the property of heaven. And therefore, he thought that Krishna could be punished. He forgot that the Lord is the proprietor of everything and cannot be henpecked. The Lord is fully independent, and by his will only he can have hundreds and thousands of wives like Satyabhama. He was not therefore attached to Satyabhama because she was a beautiful wife, but he was pleased with her devotional service and thus wanted to reciprocate the unalloyed devotion of his devotee. Next is text 6. Sutam Radhe Kham Vapusha Prasantam Drashtva Suna Bo An Matitam Dharitriya Amantritas Tatana Yaya Shesham Dattva Tadanta Pur Mavivesha. Word by word translation. Sutam, son. Mrade, in the fight. Kham, the sky. Papusha, by his body. Grasantam, while devouring. Drashtva, seeing. Sunaba, by the Sudarshana wheel. Un Matitam, killed. Dharitriya, by the earth. Amantrita, being prayed for. Tat Taniyaya, to the son of Narakasura, Antapuram, inside the house. Avivesha entered. Translation, Narakasura, the son of Dharitri, the earth, tried to grasp the whole sky, and for this, he was killed by the Lord in a fight. His mother then prayed to the Lord. This led to the return of the kingdom to the son of Narakasura. And thus, the Lord entered the house of the demon, purport by his divine grace, Abhay Charan Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. It is said in other Puranas that Narakasura was the son of Dharitri, the earth, by the Lord himself. But he became a demon due to the bad association of Bana, another demon. An atheist is called a demon, and it is a fact that even a person born of good parents can turn into a demon by bad association. Both what is not always the criteria of goodness, unless and until one is trained in the culture of good association, one cannot become good. Next is text 7. Tatra hratasta nar dev kanya kujena drashtva hari martav bandhum uttaya sadyo jagrahu praharsha viranuraga prahitav lokai. Word by word translation. Tatra, inside the house of Narkasura, Artha kidnapped, Ta, all those, Naradeva, Kanya, daughters of many kings, Kujena, by the demon, Drashtva, by seeing, Harim, the Lord, Artha Bandhum, the friend of the distressed. Uttaya, at once got up. Sadhya, then and there. Jagrahu, accepted. Praharsha, joyfully. Vrida, shyness, anuraga, attachment. Prahita, ava lokai, by eager glances. Translation, there in the house of the demon, all the princes kidnapped by Narkasura at once became alert upon seeing the Lord, the friend of the distressed. They looked upon him with eagerness, joy, and shyness, and offered to be his wives. Perplexed by his divine grace, Abhay Charan Bhakti Vedant Swami Srila Prabhupada. Narkasura kidnapped many daughters of great kings and kept them imprisoned in his palace. But when he was killed by the Lord, and the Lord entered the house of the demon, all the princes were enlivened with joy and offered to become his wives, because the Lord is the only friend of the distressed. Unless the Lord accepted them, there would be no chance of their being married, because the demon kidnapped them from their father's custody, and therefore no one would agree to marry them. According to Vedic society, girls are transferred from the custody of the father to the custody of the husband. Since these princes had already been taken away from the custody of their fathers, it would have been difficult for them to have any husband other than the Lord himself. Next is text 8. Asamurta ekas minna nagareshu yoshitam savidham jagrahe pani na nurupa swe mayaya. Word by word translation. Asam, all those. Muhurte, at one time. Ekasmin, simultaneously. Nana, aga, neshu, in different compartments. Yoshitam, of the women. Swavidham, with perfect rituals. Jagrahe, accepted. Panin, hands. Anurupa, exactly to match. Swamaya, by his internal potency. Translation. All those princesses were lodged in different apartments, and the Lord simultaneously assumed different bodily expansions, exactly matching each and every princess. He accepted their hands in perfect rituals by his internal potency. Purport by his divine grace, Abhay Charan Bhakti Vedant Swami Srila Prabhupada. In the Brahma Samhita 5.33, the Lord is described as follows in regard to his innumerable plenary expansions. Adwaitam achyutam anadim anantarupam adiyam purana purusham nava yauvanam cha vedeshu durlabhamam adurlabham atma bhaktau govindam adipurusham tam aham bhajami. The Lord Govinda, whom I worship, is the original personality of Godhead. He is not different from his innumerable plenary expansions, who are all infallible, original and unlimited, and who have eternal forms. Although he is a primeval, the oldest personality, he is always fresh and varied and young. By his eternal potency, the Lord can expand himself into vaibhav forms, and all of them are non-different from one another. The forms into which the Lord expanded to marry the princesses in different apartments were all slightly different, just to match each and every one of them. They are called Vaibhava Vilasa, forms of the Lord. Hindi are affected by his internal potency, Yoga Maya. Next is text 9. Taswa Patyanya Janyadat Matulayani Sarvata Ekaikasyam Dasha Dash Prakartir Viyobhupaya Bhusaya. Word by word translation. Tasu and to them. Apatyani of spring. Ajanayant begot. Atma tulyani. All like himself. Sarvata in all respects. Eka ekasyam. In each end, every one of them, dasa ten, prakarte for expending himself, vibhu bhushaya, so desiring, translation, just to expend himself, according to his transcendental features, the Lord begot in each and every one of them 10 offspring with exactly his own qualities. The next is text 10. Kalibanga Dhashalvadi na nikai rundata puram aji ghanat swayam divyam swapun sam teja adishat. Word by word translation. Kala kaliye vuna Magadha, the king of Magad, Jarasandha, Sahava, King Salva, Adin and others, Anikai by the soldiers, Rundata being encircled, Purama, the city of Mathura. Aji Ghanat killed. Swayam personally. Divyam transcendental. Swapunsam of his own men. Teja prowess. Adi Satya exhibited. Translation. Kalaya Yavana, the king of Magad, and Salva take the city of Mathura. But when the city was encircled by their soldiers, the Lord refrained from killing them personally, just to show the power of his own men. Perplexed by his divine grace, Abhay Charan Bhakti Vedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, after the death of Kamsa, when Mathura was encircled by the soldiers of Kalayavana, Jarasandha and Silva, in Salwa, the Lord seemingly fled from the city, and thus he is known as Ranchur, as one who fled from fighting. Actually, the fact was that the Lord wanted to kill them through the agency of his own men. Devotees like Muchukunda and Bhima, Kalyavana and the king of Magad were killed by Muchukunda and Bhima respectively, who acted as agents of the Lord. By such acts, the Lord wanted to exhibit the prowess of his devotees, as if he were personally unable to fight, but his devotees could kill them. The relationship of the Lord with his devotees is a very happy one. Actually, the Lord descended at the request of Brahma in order to kill all the undesirables of the world, but to divide the share of glory. He sometimes engaged his devotees to take the credit. The battle of Kurukshetra was designed by Lord himself, but just to give credit to his devotee Arjuna, Nimitta Matram Bhava Savesachin, he played the part of the charioteer while Arjuna was given the chance to play the fighter and thus become the hero of the battle of the Kurukshetra. What he wants to do himself by his transcendental plans, he executes through his confidential devotees. That is the way of the Lord's mercy towards his pure, unalloyed devotees. I would like to stop here because of the time constraint, and I will continue from here onwards in my next talk. Thank you very much for your attention. Hare Krishna to all the listeners.
If you enjoy this NPR podcast, please consider subscribing. Our podcasts are available on all major podcasting platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify, as well as the accessmedia.nz app. Support this show and others like it by giving a donation. For more information, go to www.npr.nz/donate.